Joel Ferguson. He is a member of the MSU Board of Trustees, and he is going to run again for that position. Mr. Ferguson, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Why in the world you want to keep doing that? It's a crazy job.
Oh, well, higher ed is under, we're running short of money. We're not being funded like we used to by the legislature. We need institutional knowledge to keep tuition down, to do all the things we need to do at the university. And I think the people who are there should stay to make it work.
What would you like to get done should you be reelected during your next term?
I think just keep the momentum that we have. I've been around a long time, and the president we have is outstanding. Help set policy and stay out of her way and let her run the university.
It's interesting, Mr. Ferguson, to watch what's happening at Michigan State. If you've been around them like we have for such a long period of time, there was always turmoil. There was turmoil with the athletic department and the president, and everyone seems to be on the same page and operating full bore. And as a result, especially if you look at infrastructure on campus, if you look at the athletic department, there's just growth and strength, and everyone seems to be headed in the right direction.
Well, that's how I feel, and I'm happy to be part of that. And I've been blessed. My colleagues elected me chairman the last 3 years, the three terms. And Luana says Team MSU, and it's more than a slogan. We are Team MSU. We're working across the board. Our academics is very strong, and our athletic programs are great, and our fundraising has really picked up. So I'm going to give it another go and try to help momentum going.
You know, there has been much talk about the decreased funding for education, and especially higher education. Many say that the pre-K and the K through 12 need the funding more so than the universities and colleges in the state. How would you respond to that?
Well, you're right. Our funding is less. We're 49th in what the legislature in Michigan is giving to higher ed. Out of 50 states in the nation. Only Mississippi is lower than us. So we have to keep lobbying. We have to, get the legislature to, feel that higher ed is very important. And we just have to keep running our university very efficiently and supporting our team MSU.
What do you think MSU can do better?
Oh, I guess... I wasn't prepared for that question. I guess keep working together, keep the momentum going. We keep working on all the little things, like keeping our utility costs down. We keep recruiting great professors, great faculty people, great administrators. I guess doing better is just keep doing more of the same.
Joel, as a person who's mixed race, I was taken aback when I heard about the racial tensions, if you will, as alleged by the Black Student Alliance. When you heard about that, what did you think, and what do you know about that story?
Well, when you look at each one of the incidents that happened, I don't think there's a pattern. I think there were some instances to where individuals felt that there was something not the way they would wish it would have been. I don't feel that we have any abnormal racial situation or tension. In fact, MSU has always been a leader being very accessible to minorities. And so I feel we've moved past that right now.
Earlier this morning, we talked about a story in which Michigan State is considering making it mandatory for students without health insurance from their families or on their own that they would automatically be given this health insurance at their cost. It could be as high as $6,000 for some students. Do you know about that?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay, well, I don't want to blindside you. We just spoke with State Representative Kevin Cotter. We set this up yesterday, a little before we had you on, and I just thought I'd bring it up to you. So perhaps it's something that we'll see if we can talk with you about it another time when you know more about it. A couple other stories I wanted to ask you about. When we think about the Michigan-Michigan State relationship, it seems like that has changed. There's always been this perception by some that there's this little brother thing with Michigan State against Michigan. Do you think that has changed and that there's more of a partnership now between the two schools?
It's kind of funny when Mike Hart made this remark, little brother, and we lost that game and we proceeded to win the next 4 years, so I don't think that little brother statement that he made that really wasn't proper. That's their little brother, and they're not our little brother. We're two major universities. We always say that we are really the University of Michigan. We educate more Michigan graduates than anyone. They have a higher proportion of out-of-state students than we have, and but both universities, we have a great relationship. We both do a lot. Our president and their president work hand in glove. So we're just two major universities. We're fierce rivals on that, but we're also work very well together. So I just think that, we're trying to do what's best for the state of Michigan.
Before I let you go, Joe, I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you about Don Cornelius's passing yesterday. Someone that I used to watch, and I watched his program Soul Train religiously. You ever have a chance to meet Don with all the folks that you know and that you've met? And did you follow that program?
I followed the program. And a close friend of mine, Clarence Avon, was very close to Don, called me Sunday, which I'm going to call Clarence later today. I never had the pleasure of meeting Don. I'm like you. I watched the show. I love the show. But I just feel he must have really been in really bad health and in a lot of pain. I think we're all going to really miss him. But thank goodness everything he's done has been recorded, and all the different stars he brought forth, it's a gift that they'll keep giving.
Joel Ferguson is a member of the MSU Board of Trustees. He's going to run again for that position. If folks want more information about that, Joel, or if they want to support you, do you have a website or a phone number they can contact?
371-2515.
All right. As always, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Goodbye.